You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Kings. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, Kings fans, happy Wednesday. You're listening to Locked On Los Angeles Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. My name is Sarah Avampato, host of this show, and thank you for making Locked On Kings your first listen of the day every day. This podcast is free and available on all podcast platforms. So if this is your first time here, I am glad you're joining me, and you should make sure you go and subscribe or follow the show on whatever your favorite podcast app of choice is. On today's show, we are getting ready for the regular season. The Kings have their season opener tomorrow night against the Vegas Golden Knights. So we've got like one last tune-up really to see what this team is going to do before it all gets real. So on today's show, we're going to look at just some sort of general updates from around the league as the season did get underway last night for a couple of teams, at least as things sort of slowly roll out. We had some former Kings making some noise, let's say, in those opening games. And so we'll take a look at all that. We'll look at the Ontario Reign as well, because their season is starting soon. And then on today's show, I'm also making some predictions. If you didn't know already, I also co-host the Wednesday edition of Locked On NHL. It is our National Hockey League podcast where we all talk about, the whole league. And on Wednesdays, Jess Belmosto and I, Jess hosts Locked On Calgary Flames. On Wednesdays, we get together and we talk about the Western Conference. But this week on the show, we decided to do some predictions. If you listen to Locked On NHL, you'll be familiar with this next part of the show. If you don't listen to Locked On NHL, A, you should be. So go get yourself over there to check it out to make sure you're always up to date with what's happening in the league. And then B, here's your preview. You can hear a little bit of Locked On NHL on today's show. Jess and I sat down and picked our winners for each division. We picked our Stanley Cup matchup and winner, as well as took a little look at a team that we think is going to miss the playoffs. So that is all on today's show. Of course, the Kings start their season Thursday against the Golden Knights at home. It's the home opener for the Kings. Of course, they gave them like the big rivalry team. I get it. It's gonna suck. It's cool. It's fine. Whatever. We're ready for it. Vegas opened their season against Seattle last night. That game actually got interesting. I regret to announce that I fell asleep in the third period, which is when things actually got pretty fun. But Vegas being Vegas got out to a 3-0 lead. Seattle fought back, and then Seattle got to experience the cruelty of the intentional or not intentional kick. And, first game as a franchise, now get to talk about whether or not they got kind of screwed out of a win because of a call by the officials. So welcome to the league, Seattle. So Vegas is, of course, already off to a roll because they're Vegas. I get it. And we get to face them tomorrow night in our home opener. So I don't know, maybe they'll be rattled by the fact that they almost gave up the win to Seattle. Maybe, maybe something will happen and we can win. I don't know. The Kings, no roster changes, of course, since that official roster came out on Monday. Haven't heard anything additional about the injured set of players, Olli Maatta, Andreas Athanasiou, Elias Anderson, all those guys presumed to still be out. So we'll get to see a little bit different looks in the lines, given that the Kings didn't get to practice without them during the preseason. So tomorrow, of course, there'll be, morning skate and everything. So we'll see what we can learn from the Kings practice before the game as to who might be lining up where for the Kings. But I'm excited about it. We'll talk more about the game tomorrow. We'll do a little preview of what Vegas has to offer and some players to watch out for on both sides. But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's just going to be great to get hockey back, honestly, because, we didn't even get the excitement of the playoffs. We just sort of existed. So hockey's back, and that's really the cool thing. And I do love that the Kings open their season at home. It's always a little weird to open your season on the road, because then you're like, well, we're playing, but we're not playing for our fans. So the Kings are obviously opening at home in LA. So if you're in the area, go check it out. Go say hi. The Ontario Reign are also starting their season. Their first home game, regular game of the season, is Saturday, October 16th, against who else but the San Diego Gulls. So the Reign start out their season with a five-game homestand. The 16th through the 23rd, all their games will be at home before they hit the road and go up to Canada to play the new Abbotsford Canucks team. The season starts out for the Reign. We got the Gulls, two games against Abbotsford, a game against Bakersfield, and then another game against the Gulls. So the games against the Gulls in the preseason, both were losses. I don't know that you can really read much, if anything, into a preseason AHL loss, honestly, because the teams are still waiting for their people to be sent down from the AHL. So they've always got a bunch of super random players. There's always moves that end up sending players to the ECHL or guys who are on, you know, tryout contracts who don't get signed. The Reign did bring on Cameron Gauntz, who has been with the Reign before. He was here on a tryout and is going to be sticking around. It's a little bit of an interesting decision given, you know, the team has so many young defensemen, would obviously like to prioritize them and their development. But, you know, he is one of the like respected veteran kind of players, so can understand the signing, but it's just going to be a really crowded blue line for the Reign this season. One good thing about the Reign in their season is that we most likely aren't going to have to be seeing Trevor Zegras for the Gulls, which I'm not going to complain about. Before the season started, it was a little uncertain. Was he going to be kind of bouncing back and forth between the AHL and NHL like he has previously? What was the deal going to be with him? And right now it does look like he's actually going to be the top line center for the Ducks. So congrats to the Reign for not having to see him. Not congrats to us for having to see him all the time in Kings versus Ducks games, but those games should at least get a little bit easier. The Gulls actually do have a pretty good group of players. I don't want to give any credit to the Ducks, but they do have a nice prospect group that is growing and getting a lot of experience in the AHL. But we will get to see the Reign take the ice starting this Saturday against the San Diego Gulls. On Monday, we'll check in on how those first two games of the season went for them as we start both of our hockey seasons. One other thing before I get into the predictions that I did with Jess from Locked On Flames, a former King was pretty active in the first game of the NHL season. Pittsburgh and Tampa Bay opened up the season officially. They were the first game. Pittsburgh won that one. Got a little dicey at the end, but they won. The first goal of the season, which I feel like is always a fun trivia question, was scored by Danton Heinen on the Penguins. If you remember him from anywhere, he has played for the Ducks for a couple seasons and also Boston, but now is with Pittsburgh. Assisting on that goal, none other than Jeff Carter. With Sidney Crosby out, Evgeny Malkin out, Carter's actually playing on the top line for the Penguins. Almost led the team in ice time, 19 minutes, 37 seconds, just behind Brian Rust. So Jeff Carter, God bless you, man. So he factored in on the first goal of the season for the NHL and for the Penguins. And another big story really from a former King is Brian Boyle, who missed all of last season, didn't get signed anywhere, played in Worlds and earned himself a deal with the Penguins. He came to their camp on a tryout, got a deal, signed a one-year contract just that morning, and then scored the second goal for the Penguins. So, you know, he's an easy guy to root for. He's been through a lot. He's been in this league for ages. Somehow I'm still older than him, but that's cool. But he, former King, started his career out with us and got his first goal of the season with the Penguins on a team that he only sort of barely made, and probably because they have, you know, so many people hurt as usual. But two former Kings making some noise there. When we come back, I've got Jess Belmosto of Locked On Flames and Locked On NHL, and we're going to be making some predictions. That is coming up next on the show. But first, Built Bar is here for you to have a delicious snack. If you don't know what a Built Bar is, it is basically the best tasting protein bar ever. It is healthy, but it tastes like you're eating candy, which is really my criteria for how good a snack is. Built bars are high in protein, high in fiber, low sugar, low carbs, and really all around delicious. They come in a ton of great flavors, including coconut, mint brownie, orange, German chocolate, and many more. You can get a mixed box so you can try all of the different Built bars and figure out which your own favorite is. And they've always got cool, fun, limited edition flavors and varieties that are out there for you. So make sure you're going to Built.com, look at all of the options they have available, and find your new favorite snack. Use promo code LOCKED15 and you'll get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. We've got predictions now because let's just do it. Let's just make some crazy predictions. So I figure we're going to like take the easy, not the easy, but the slightly less complex prediction route and just sort of go with who we think is going to win each division and then your Stanley Cup final and then who walks home with the ultimate prize. Maybe some other predictions if we, you know, get spicy by the end of the show. But we will start out with the Metropolitan Division, which I'll be honest, aside from Columbus and New Jersey, looks scary. I'm very glad that I don't have a team there.
Yeah, I'm very grateful for that, to be completely honest. And, you know, I'm cool with my non-competitive division. Mm-hmm. I'll take that over the Eastern Conference divisions any day.
These are going to be, like, both of us are in the Pacific. Everyone, every analyst everywhere talks about how garbage the Pacific division is. And I get it. Like, it is. It's garbage.
Like, look at these teams compared. Yeah.
There are going to be good teams. This is going to be one of those situations where, like, a team in the Metro or a team in the Atlantic, if you picked them up and plucked them and put them in the Pacific, that they would have been, like, second in the division or something. Yeah. But they're going to miss the playoffs in the Metro because everyone is wild. Yeah.
You know, I'm going to go with the Islanders. I think that, you know, I think that they just stand out to me. I think that they have a chip on their shoulder. Mm-hmm. And they want this. They want the cup. They want it all. So they got to start the first step, the division.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Islanders. It took me a little while to kind of to come to a agreement on them, but yeah, they're a team that the past couple seasons I have definitely underestimated, like me and probably half of the other hockey people out there. And just sort of looking at how quietly they've gone about their business in, you know, improving their team. And sure, they're now like the oldest team in the league or something, yeah, thanks to all of Lou Lamoriello's signings. I mean, Zdeno Chara just makes it
right.
He's an outlier and should not be counted. But, you know, I think that they're a team that is finally not just a collection of guys. And, you know, they play very strong hockey under Barry Trotz. Is it the most exciting hockey I've ever seen? No, but they get the job done. And so I am with you. I am going with the Islanders in the Metropolitan. I think that they're going to surprise people. And at this point, they shouldn't be a surprise anymore.
The Islanders remind me of the 2019 Columbus Blue Jackets. Mm-hmm. I feel like they've kind of come out of nowhere over the last few years. And just like their style of hockey, it's aggressive. It mm-hmm. reminds me of John Tortorella hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If this results in them sweeping the Lightning, that's going to be rad.
Yeah. but also, like, please, I don't want a three-peat.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be no thank you. Speaking of the Lightning, we've got the Atlantic, which similarly, like we said, there's so many good teams. And then they also have Buffalo, Detroit, Ottawa.
Yeah. Yikes. See, I feel like it's going to be the Lightning. I feel like this is going to be, like, not that this is, like, and not a competitive division, but I feel like it's like the Pacific in terms of we know who's going to finish first and everybody mm-hmm. else just kind of fills in the blanks.
Yeah.
The Bruins got older. They made some changes. Toronto, they might come in second. I don't know. I really don't know what they're doing.
Everyone else.
Yeah.
Who knows?
The Panthers.
Yeah. I feel like if I wasn't going, because I also, like, Tampa's just
the choice. If I wasn't going to go with Tampa, I'd probably give the Panthers a long thought because they seem to be, they're at that point where they're doing really well in the regular season now. They're doing, you know, enough to make noise and turn heads. But then when it comes to the playoffs, they just kind of unravel. You know, this year, I think they should have Aaron Ekblad back after he was hurt last season. You know, they've made some moves. They have Joe Thornton for some reason. So I think they could be interesting. And the thing that I would be, you know, would maybe make me hedge my bets, not that I don't know anything about bets on Tampa Bay, is the fact that they essentially lost their whole like fourth line checking line kind of thing. And for as much as you're like, oh, those players are replaceable, they also were really key to what Tampa was doing. So are their replacements going to be able to live up to that? I don't know, but I still think that this is their division to lose.
Oh, absolutely. It's going to be Tampa Bay. It's going to be Tampa Bay. There's no doubt about it, but you know, I do think that the other Florida team has kind of taken those strides that they've needed to take. And especially with, you know, Barkov's extension and Ekblad coming back, I think it'll be pretty good.
Yeah. I look forward to many battles of Florida for years to come. And then someday the Panthers will win that one and it'll be really fun for everybody. We're going to close things out with a look at the Western Conference, aka our territory. But before we get into that, if you're listening to all this and you're thinking, you know what, I want to put some money down on one of these teams, maybe you're thinking the Panthers are the dark horse in that division. Well, you can go to betonline.ag and make all your dreams come true. The site is back. It is better than ever. And especially if you're a football person, well, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. And of course, all the hockey action. They've got a new and updated site that you can find more odds, props, contests, navigate to basically any sport you can think of. There's a page on there. So BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all things sports betting. You can go to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit by using promo code LOCKEDON. From football to baseball, boxing, right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, and of course, don't forget hockey. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season on betonline.ag. It is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your favorite sports. So that is betonline.ag, promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're going to start our next, our final section of the show, I guess, by looking at the Central Division, which, for as much as we looked at the Eastern conferences and we're like, oh, yikes, like, this is hard. There's a lot of not great teams in here.
I'm just going to come out and say that it will not be the Predators.
No.
It's not. And it's not going to be the Wild. It's not going to be the Blues. I think it's going to be the Avalanche.
Yeah.
By a landslide.
Ooh, punny. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. No, this is this, like, all of these divisions just have that one team in it that you're like, yeah, no, this is it. And we saw last season, especially, there were so many times where none of the Avalanche's top players were in the lineup because they were hurt.
Right.
You know, Nate McKinnon missed time, Mikko Rantanen missed time, Gabe Landeskog missed time. You know, defense, everyone just was hurt at some point in time, and they still were this like juggernaut.
They won the President's Trophy, didn't they?
I think so.
Yeah,
that sounds familiar. But they're just, even like minus Nate McKinnon, even if for some reason, if this COVID thing lingers for him, they're still just such a good team. This is one of those things where I'm going to say it, and I don't know that I 100% believe it, but Winnipeg is a team where I kind of continually talk about Winnipeg as like Connor Hellebuck and some guys, which is true. But I could see Winnipeg surprising people, particularly if Hellebuck does have another really good year. But I think that if you ask Harrison, host of Locked On Jets, he's going to be like, no, you're crazy. But I think that they could be interesting, but it all really rests on Connor Hellebuyck.
Who will probably win the Vezina.
But yeah, it's him or Vasilevsky, yeah. I think, for the foreseeable future until someone else, you know, shocks.
Oh, absolutely. And then we have the Pacific Division.
We do.
Our home, sweet home.
Yeah. I mean, should we just say it together on three? Because yeah. I think we know who's going to win it.
Yep.
One, two, three.
Vegas.
Yeah.
It's just... How can it like, not be?
I would love for it to not be. I think it will be. I would take literally any other team in the Pacific winning the division over Vegas just because it would be funny. Even if it meant that it like knocked my own team out of like playoff contention or something. If it meant that like Seattle won the division, first off, that'd be really funny. If Seattle somehow, like, yeah, I'd just love to see. I'd love to see someone not Vegas come home with the division this year.
I don't see it happening.
No.
No. Do I see a time where Vegas does eventually give up their crown? Of course. Yeah. It happens to everyone. But I really don't see that happening this season. But I think it'll be fun because it'll create a stir. Like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
It's up for grabs now.
Yeah,
maybe there is a little competitiveness.
Yeah,
but there's no competitiveness. Vegas just started stinking. Mm-hmm. There's just like this effect, the Pacific
right.
Division effect. Like,
yeah,
the Golden Knights are going to get sucked into it, and the Kraken are going to get sucked into it.
Yeah, just so dragging us all down together.
Right, like enjoy the fun time, but after a while, you're going to just become mediocre.
Yeah. Yeah, death comes for us all, Vegas. Yeah, but no, it's them. It's them. I hate it, but it's them. Congratulations, Vegas fans, I guess.
Yeah, hopefully none of you find out you're getting traded through Twitter.
Yeah, via Twitter. Yeah, no, that would stink. That no, thank you.
Not my problem, but...
No, yeah, you know, not cool.
No, that's not cool, and hopefully Robin Leonard... can hold you guys down. And
yeah, I definitely said on another podcast recently that I was talking about Vegas and how, you know, they gave away Marc-Andre Fleury for nothing. Mm-hmm. The goalie that they brought in, Laurent Bossois, like, he's been okay as a backup, kind of bouncing around, but I was like, oh, he's like no Marc-Andre Fleury. And then in his like preseason game against the Kings, he looked like a freaking Vezina winner, and I was like, what have I done?
Why would Vegas ever bring someone in and not shape them into be this?
It's weird magic, and I don't think I like it.
No, I think it's time for us to fold
the
Golden Knights. They were a fun social experiment.
It's fun now.
Their Twitter was horrendous. It's time to go.
Just...
And everyone else, you're on thin ice, too. So watch yourself.
you're all on notice.
Yeah. We're just going to fold the Pacific Division as a whole.
Yeah, it's fine. You don't need four divisions. It's fine. With our look at who we think is going to come out on each division, that leads us to who is going to go and play for the Stanley Cup. So what is your Stanley Cup matchup and who is your winner?
The Islanders and Vegas. And I hope, for the love of Long Island, it's the Islanders.
I love it.
And I hope that they're the team that ends... Well, New York, first of all, professional sports were never in a drought. But for your men's sports... They can end it. Men's sports.
Which, thinking of it, like, that would be a really interesting matchup because of the Barry Trotz factor. Since he coached the Capitals, who beat the Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup final. Sure, Vegas has had coaching turnover and everything since then, so whatever. But I would be in favor of that, just to see Barry Trotz beat the Golden Knights twice in the Stanley Cup final. Like, I'm cool with that. Yeah. Yeah, I think my final is Colorado, and it hurts me to say it, but I feel like it's Tampa Bay. I hate saying it, but
sick.
I know it hurts. But Tampa now has the Corey Perry factor because he has been in the past, you know, consecutive Stanley Cup Finals, playing for Montreal, playing for Dallas, and has lost each time. So
yeah, but they still have Pat Maroon.
They still but maybe they cancel each other out.
They have to.
Like their math has to happen.
They're both incredibly unlikable to me. So.
Yeah, so I think Tampa gets there, but I've been saying Colorado every year for the past like 3 years, and eventually I have to be right, I think. I'm gonna keep sticking with Colorado as my Stanley Cup winner until that team, like, the wheels fall off of it and then they're bad again, and then I won't pick them. But I'm gonna go with Colorado. They finally get the job done and I can stop picking them to win.
I'm here for it. I want them to win. I also want someone to eat pasta, like regular pasta, out of the cup.
Yes.
In front of Nathan McKinnon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm sure that hockey Twitter just like blew this out of proportion.
Probably, but it's funny.
It's hysterical. It's great.
Yeah.
It's great.
Right. Gluten's okay. You can have some sometimes. I promise. Pasta's really good. Carbs are delicious. Leave me alone.
They are. They're really good.
Yeah. So one last prediction before we wrap things up. And I didn't preview this one with you because I just kind of thought of it now. Who is your pick, your surprise pick, really, to miss the playoffs? Because we all know that, like, you know, Buffalo, according to one, I think it was Dom from The Athletic that put out some projections, Buffalo has a 100% chance of missing the playoffs.
Oh, that's like really
the season hasn't even started, and the analytics models have already, you know, ruled Buffalo out. So, you know, obviously Buffalo and the teams we know are going to be bad. But who was your surprise pick to miss?
I'm going to say the Canadians.
Ooh.
Just because they're back in the Atlantic. And that is a very competitive division. And I feel like the Panthers or the Leafs are going to be the one that edges them out for the wild card spot.
I like it. My answer, it hurts me to say it because I do really like this team, but I say that the Hurricanes miss.
Yeah.
I think it's just barely, like, it's going to be one of those where it's going to come down to like the last game of the season kind of thing. But they lost a lot over the offseason. I don't know that the people that they brought in are going to get the job done. And I don't trust their goaltending. No. I love Antti Raanta. I have liked him as a goalie ever since he started with Chicago. But unfortunately, he is hurt all the time. I don't know that he's ever gotten through a season without being injured. And the same thing for Freddie Anderson, who, you know, is he as bad as Maple Leafs fans make him out to be? No. But he's also not great anymore, and he is also hurt all the time. So the Canadians, or not the Canadians, the Hurricanes, you know, since I also cover their AHL team, so I'm pretty familiar with their prospect pool, if Anderson and Raanta get hurt, there's nothing behind them in terms of goaltending depth. They have Alex Lyon, who used to play in Philadelphia system and has some NHL experience, but they don't have, like, a guy. They don't have that veteran goalie stashed in the AHL who's played a bunch of NHL games. So they, if anything goes wrong with their goaltending, they're in trouble. So they are sadly, and I apologize to Jared from Locked On Hurricanes if he's listening to this. I know I'm going to hear about it. But they are sadly my pick to miss. So the bunch of jerks got to reassess, I think. But that's it. We'd love to know what you guys think in terms of your predictions, your brackets and stuff. So go ahead and tweet at us. Give us your picks for who you think's going to win the whole thing. And make sure you keep listening to this show. Until next time, you can find me on Twitter at Right Said Sarah. The show is also on Twitter, and the network is on Twitter at Locked On NHL Pods. Jess, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Jess Belmosto. And of course, you can listen to Locked On Flames on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Well, thank you everyone for listening today. Make sure you are subscribing to the show on whatever your favorite platform is. Send the links to your friends. Make sure that they are watching it as we are getting ready. We are now starting officially the NHL season. It's here. It's here. We are ready to go. And now that you're done here, make sure you go make your second listen of the day, Locked On Fantasy Hockey. Host Scott Cullen is leaning on his decades of fantasy hockey insight and experience every day to help you be the expert of your fantasy league. That show is also free and available on all platforms. And I am in a fantasy hockey league with Scott Cullen, so I am already prepared to just be torched the whole season. It's fine. But, you know, you can listen to him on Locked On Fantasy Hockey and see how he beats all of us. It'll be funny. That is it for today. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Locked On NHL, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.